Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And today I have... Well, firstly, I have my regular Thursday co-host joining us, of course, a Dutch citizen broadcasting from France, Mr. Willem Velderhof. Good day, Willem.
Hello, Richard. Hello, RBN. I hope you can hear me well. I hear a very weird background noise, and it's not very solid sound. So happy to be with you, as always. It's raining. That's good news, because it hadn't rained here for 4 months almost. In France, so yesterday and today it's raining for the first time, actually, so it's relieving in that sense. Other than that, I mean, in 1 week, I mean, we cannot even cope up. The moment you wake up, you just switch on your whatever device and you see new madness is coming on us. It's a bombardment of madness. So good to be back with you, as always, some beacons of sanity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have access to so much information with the internet these days that it might, to some extent, seem like, you know, there's more going on more rapidly. But, you know, nonetheless, things certainly seem to be accelerating far more even than in, you know, earlier years of the internet. As far as the recent escalations, it's undeniable. We also have Stephen Douglas Whitener here as a special additional co-host today, folks. Special treat to have this configuration. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Hello, RBN listeners. I'm very glad to be here. Hello, Willem. It's nice to hear your voice again. I think the last time we spoke was when Richard was moving to Florida from Chicago last year, or earlier this year. It seems like last year, doesn't it? You're right. Things are changing so rapidly. It just, you know, 3 months later, and the world is such a different place.
Yeah, it is, Stephen, and it's funny because I had a friend over here, and she was just. I said, "Oh, here's Stephen on the thing as well," and because I had a phone call with my son Stephen. Actually, he's also it's the same name, and I had a talk with him just before, 2 hours before. He's 26. He lives in Holland, and he's coming over the day of tomorrow, so I'm happy with that, and then we drive back, so it's really good to see him again. He's 26, but it's the same name as you, so it's nice to mention.
Great.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, great. Are you in France again? You were in Spain earlier, in Portugal, I heard you say, describing the conditions there on previous weeks, so you are back in France now?
Yeah, I'm back in France since a week or more, and that's good to be here, because especially with sleeping. I didn't have one normal night, and here it's just in the middle of nowhere. I have normal nights, I sleep well, I wake up very, you know, relaxed, and no disturbances during the night, so that's the difference. So I'm back here, but I'm going, preparing to go back to Holland in like 10 days together with my son. He's arriving on Saturday, if things go well, because the airlines, the aviation is completely interrupted from Holland. So, but I'm looking forward to see him again. I didn't see him for quite some time, and he's doing good. But it's funny that he has the same name. There are not so many Stevens around who are so-called saying, so it's nice.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to speak with you again. And you were talking about a drought last time. I remember you there. That you said it's raining now, so things that's eased up some for Europe and the UK. I haven't followed that as closely with recently, but I know that in the summer that things got very intense with the, you know, with the drought situation, and the, you know, gardeners and landscapers had no work and stuff, and a lot of effects from that. How's that turned around? Has the weather changed? You said that it was raining now, and that was good for you. I just
yeah.
In general, how's that going? Yeah.
Well, in general, there is a global weather warfare operation ongoing for a long time, as you know. I mean, if we now monitor the things from a distance, what's happening in Florida, that's completely unnatural. And it's, of course, being blamed on climate change, and the climate is changing. Everything is going to be more intense. That's not the case at all. Of course, maybe it is. We don't know exactly these cycles. I don't have the knowledge about that. But I definitely see that there is a very big manipulative part in this whole thing, this weather warfare component, which is just very powerful, because most people, they don't see it as just something which is possible to be manipulated. But the droughts and also the rain, I mean, today and yesterday it rained for the first time since 4 months in France here in my part, which is just really a problem, because it's too dry. It needs to rain for the coming 2 months to just cope with the losses of the last few months, or longer even. But if you see what's happening in Florida, maybe the rain, which is supposed to be fall over here, is being transferred over to Florida, because what's happening over there in now with this hurricane is just off-scale weather warfare. And I don't know why and for what reason. Maybe this DeSantis guy did some wrong things by sending these immigrants over to Martha's Vineyard, that he's being punished with the gods of the weather warfare machine. But who knows?
Yeah, but it's hard raining. I don't know how much control that they actually can exert. And it just seems to me that if they try manipulating that, that it's going to backfire on them eventually. You know, you're going to try to do one thing here and it results in something else on another part of the globe. I don't think that this is, quote, as refined a science as they think it is. And with this ridiculous stuff that they're spraying in the air, that's just, I don't know exactly how that's interwoven with it either, but the metals and the stuff, the aluminum and the barium and all of these things, I have looked into that some. I haven't gotten real deep into there's the what was the guy, Dane Wigington. I heard someone do a show with him recently here, the geoengineering watch, and they go down deep into it. But this stuff that they're spraying is horrible. I mean, why spray that? I mean, it's toxic. It doesn't make sense. It's a weapon, just like you said. They're using all this as a weapon against us. And it's not just that, but you know, the war is going on too. We could go back and talk about the pipeline maybe and all that stuff, and how you what your opinion is of that, sir. I mean, it's obvious that it wasn't Russia. I mean, why would Russia blow up their own pipeline, right?
Yeah,
they could have just cut off the valve, right? It's like, why would they blow up their own? Yeah, doesn't that make?
No, it doesn't make any. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. But that, I mean, this of course one of the goals, that nothing does make any sense anymore for most of the people. They cannot process anymore. They just respond on what's happening. They don't, you know, they're just being told what's happening and who's to blame, and they just continue to respond on that. But I think you made a very interesting point there, Stephen, because in the beginning you said, you know, it's not what's happening over here. There's a massive effort to control things, whether it's the weather, whether it's behavior of people, whether it's geography, whether it's demography, whether it's population. All these efforts to control the society, whatever way, is filled to doom. So I think that's a very important thing. If you can sort of keep that in mind, or store that in your heart, or whatever it is, it's a very good effort. We must say that, because of the technology that is applied to it, and the level of brainwashing and the techniques of social engineering. It's astounding. It's very very brilliantly done, of course, but it's completely a miserable failure in the end, because it's falling apart at the same time. I mean, there are now immigrants in the United States, but also here in Europe, are protesting because they're letting more immigrants in. I mean, I heard some black protesting because more Mexicans coming into the United States. So there is some element in it that is sort of entertaining, of this just fragmenting and just falling apart of this operation to try to control everything. But at the same time, the by effect of it, the side effect is more misery and suffering and more chaos. Of course, that's the problem of it. But on the long term, it's a miserable failure, and because it's impossible. You cannot never ever control the weather on a holistic level. You can maybe in a very small area, you can sort of control and steer it, but on these levels, on total control is impossible. So that's a good thing to keep in mind, and it's a very important thing you brought up there in the beginning. So let's talk about the pipeline.
Yes, yeah. The pipeline. Richard, you.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Stephen.
You know, these things, what's interesting is happening.
Sorry, I hit the mute when I was looking. Go ahead, Willem. Yeah, I was bringing up this article. Go ahead.
I was just filling in. I thought you were very disconnected. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was bringing up this article here. Another leak. Well, no, it's the Moon of Alabama one is the one that I wanted to look at. They describe it as the war on Germany just entered its hot phase. And this is from Moon of, and it's posted on Blacklisted News, and it sources moonofalabama.org. It says, just yesterday I laid out how the U.S. is winning its war on Europe's industries and people. That war, hidden behind the U.S.-created Ukraine crisis, is designed to destroy Europe's manufacturing advantage compared to the U.S. It is more likely, though, to strengthen the economic position of China and other Asian economies. I have argued that Germany must open the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which can bring Russian natural gas to Germany without crossing other countries' territory. It must also allow Siemens to repair the defect Nord Stream 1 compressors. It is, in fact, inevitable if Germany's industry is to survive, if Germany's industry is to survive. Others have come to similar conclusions, decided to sabotage the pipelines to make their reopening impossible. It says that three offshore lines of the Nord Stream gas pipeline system have sustained unprecedented damage in one day. The operator of the network said on Tuesday in what one German official has suggested is a targeted attack. And then they went on to first, I had seen that they claimed 100 kilograms, 100 kilotons or whatever. I forget, but a huge 100, 100 of TNT, 100 tons, I think, or at kilotons, I think, and then they upped it to 500 that they had to use. And then the U.S. had the USS Kearsage in the area testing underwater drones. It just is, yeah, it's so obvious in their face that we did this, that the U.S. did this, and it was telegraphed with Nuland and Biden. I mean, how do you think that's going to play off? I mean, Germany has got to be angry. Germans are going to hate the U.S. as they should for this. You know, that's just it's obvious an act of war to me, it seems like. And it could even be the trigger, like, to spark this into a major conflagration. Would you think that's possible, Willem?
Well, yeah, I think it's possible that this is being used to steer it in the desired direction, which is a massive conflict for different reasons. There are religious people driving for this end-time war. Several religious drivers are steering to that direction with this end-time Gog-Magog war kind of scenario. So this is just a part of it. But I think we are being also stuck, for many people of us, on the blame game. Who did this? Whether it's United States, Russia, I don't think that there is somebody to blame. It's all serving the agenda to steer the whole global, this whole in the same direction, in a certain direction. This great reset is serving that agenda, and we are being just focusing on how or who or why. It's just I think it's the energy should be focused on the greater picture, which is this great reset, the collapse of societies, the collapse of the nations, the division in society, you know, and that's feeding this again in a certain way. But it takes us away from the real focus. I think it's that it is not really relevant who did this and why did this. We never will find it out. Same with MH17. Still, people are fighting for who did MH17. It was not Russia. It was Ukraine. That's why it's planted. It's like a virus. Mind virus, where people put energy in, or 9/11, same thing. It's very crucial, it's important, of course, to get an understanding, but at the same time, it takes our energy off the real focus. And what's happening now in Europe, just recently, yesterday, actually, in Holland or Belgium, there's a big agenda to label people in the extreme right Nazi corner, because anyone who votes Trump in the United States, but in Holland, Belgium, you have the same dynamic. People who are now officially against the state, they are anti-vaxxers, they are prepping food, they are pro-arm, and they are just trying to be sovereign civilians. They are labeled now extreme right extremists, are being labeled this, because they, which is ridiculous. But the masses who are still thinking who's to blame, right, left, or this dialectic, they fall for this. And this is just serving this agenda towards a greater conflict, because they choose some kind of side in some kind of illusionary dialectic. So I think that's the most important thing. We are being labeled as extreme people, and we need to prepare for these things. I think that's a very important thing, and to talk about it, how we do this, and what's the best way. And keep in mind that this it's bound to fill as well, these kinds of things which can inspire us in a certain way. So I don't know who did this and why, and it's very possible. I mean, Biden says, he said it literally, we're going to cut off this pipeline when they invade. Yeah. But the reason, the fact alone that he says this in the media is creating division in a certain way. It's sort of, it's all mind stuff and information warfare, I think, sort of part of it.
Well, one thing I had to comment on that article, Willem, let's see, because I was sharing this in a group thread earlier, actually, with because Paul in California, he was commenting on that article, questioning the attack on European manufacturing from the U.S. I don't know. I simply would describe that moon of Alabama, anything it might be leaving out, in this way, because I mean, some of the points in the article are good. I might overstate to say it completely tells it like it is, but I mean, of course, motives of all factions, perhaps, you know, are not fully considered in the article, and including how there are, you know, even the Jewish power factions. I mean, there are quite a few, you know, some they agree on, and other goals they don't agree on. And Willem alluded to some of those in what he was just mentioning. So, I mean, a lot of these factions are not fully considered in their agendas, including the anti-white agenda, you know, regarding Europe and America. And this war is nonetheless meant to help the U.S. economy, I'd say, in the minds of some, that they think that is what it will do. You know, going to war, at least what the economic situation they have, and possibly strengthen the dollar, or at least go to war because of the economic straits they've found themselves in, you know, or a little of each, some could believe in, but I think then others, you know, the minds of others, they want to weaken both Europe and the U.S. economies with this war, and you know, to permanently cripple the U.S., have the Eurasian shift so that Europe is kind of more aligned with you know, the Russian, Chinese, Israeli infrastructure for trade and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I think a lot of these factions, both of those I mentioned earlier, factions think they're correct, you know, but there's many factions to consider among many countries, I would suggest, at least. What would each of you gentlemen say to that? Or actually, you know, after the break, I have to hear your responses, because it looks like we're just about on that break. I mean, but yeah, I do want to hear your thoughts, both you gentlemen, on these points I make here, but certainly there's a lot of divisive tone. Another article I could point out after the break on that, German and Austrian media, anti-American tones are certainly out there. Stick around, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What? There were FBI informants at the January 6th protest? What's next? The government going to say that COVID came from a lab? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The federal government has finally admitted at least five FBI informants were involved with the Oath Keepers at the Capitol on January 6th. So if there was a seditious conspiracy or insurrection planned, the FBI knew about it. And if that's the case, why weren't the police prepared? Where was the riot gear? Why wasn't the National Guard called up? Everyone knew the protest was scheduled and expected to bring 250,000 people to D.C. Gee, it almost looks like the people in charge of security wanted the protest to turn violent. Find more news and comment at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
All the money, the bad, all those things. I can never be sure where to begin.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Wilhelm Felderhoff and Stephen Douglas Weitener. And, well, just firstly on my my suggestion, some want to strengthen the U.S. dollar as opposed to Europe. That could be true in that article. Others, though, of course, want both, I think, the U.S. and Europe to weaken, both economically and just overall throughout this war and in the aftermath. I don't know, what do each of your gentlemen think regarding those points?
Well, let me respond first at the thing with everybody being labeled a Nazi that Willem mentioned over there. Like, they do that here too. Anyone who's right of center is a Nazi. I decided that stands for...
Oh, Stephen, are you talking right in the mic there? Not hearing you too well.
I've got some static. Is that better? Okay. I don't know where that static is coming from. Yeah,
maybe just your connection today. It sounds the way Graham's connection used to before he got better internet, honestly. But anyway.
Yeah, I can hear that, too. I don't know. Are you sure that's me?
Maybe that's Willow.
But anyway.
Yeah, maybe it's the overseas connection.
Let me respond. You know, I'm reminded of what both of you guys said of that thing in the movie Network where the guy says there are no countries anymore. There's just this, you know, corporate. And trying to say who's playing. It seems to me that it's it's just going to serve the agenda. Well, I'll tell you, I'll mute and see if it goes away.
Yeah, you know, at this break, Julie, maybe you could just reconnect all of us, and then that might help a bit. Until then, Willem, maybe I could just hear your thoughts, you know, for the rest of this segment.
Okay, well, yeah, I think I didn't hear Stephen very well there, but I got the article. I read it just in between the pause. I mean, I don't have much to say on the you know, who question. I think it's the same with the virus, this whole virus thing. All the energy that is put in, where it was released, how it was released, who did it. You know, there's a lot of energy going that direction. The same with this. I think we should treat this as just an observation. The goal is to cut us off from energy, to make it impossible to pay. That's already happening here in Europe. I know many people cannot pay their bills anymore. We're being cut off from all the sources, resources, food, fuel, energy, and all the stuff. So I think it's important to see it, to observe it, but I think it's more important to talk about that it's a confirmation that we know where we're going and how to deal with this, because we still are in this window of opportunities, however we want to see it. It's still true. We talk about it. We can share ideas and not focus too much. Although it's interesting to talk about it, but I cannot say much about it. That's my take on this.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to, I briefly mentioned before the break, though, you're right about the division. I mean, anti-American tones are very strongly expressed now on German and Austrian media. Social media, that is. It's escalated dramatically following the Nord Stream extravaganza here. German, Austrian social media has become, let's say, a little bit anti-American, as one puts it mildly here. One Chris Black, he says German and Austrian netizens, as he calls them, openly accused the U.S. Navy, which days ago was in the Baltic Sea, of having carried out the attacks against Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. Some even go further from this point and accuse the current social democratic government of Germany of being vassals of America, which is an understatement. Well, of course, ever since 1945, I mean, they've really not had sovereignty. I mean, the fact that we had a division of Germany for so long, and then even after it, it's pretty clear, though, the EU, you know, and the UN, I mean, are trying to pull the strings more and more of all these countries. They don't want autonomy if they get their way for the future. But yeah, there's a lot of anti-American sentiment from German and Austrian social media regarding this Nord Stream incident. Well, I think you make a good an important point, though, and we have to remember it's not this. It's the leaders who are all controlled by a centralized. An attempt at a centralized force, you know, consolidation for really the elites. I mean, if you want to say who did this, it was the elites who orchestrated these Nord Stream attacks, correct?
Yeah, and it worked both sides. So the masses will say, oh, this is Russia. They follow the news. And the alternative so-called woke awake people, they will say, oh, this is the United States. We know this is just, you know, it's manipulation. They go into that mode as well. In the same way, it's feeding this dialectic. It's feeding the division. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. We are being also socially engineered to hate our own governments, our own system, right, especially the people who are more so-called conscious of things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it looks like we have the bottom of the hour break upon us, folks. And yeah, we'll all reconnect. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Wilhelm Felderhoff and Stephen Douglas Whitener, and with much better connections, fortunately. Don't know what that was. Stephen, do you want to comment on these points I was making on the article and all that?
Yeah, both you guys, when you were talking about who did this, who exactly is to blame, you look at the people who planned this stuff out at like the for the COVID, where they did the event 201. I mean, everything. I mean, sure, it's just a coincidence that everything seemed to follow along with that and with the plan that they'd made and war gamed out. And now, again, I'm sure it's just coincidence that all the things that were war gamed out with this food shortage exercise in Colorado. Not too long ago. I forget the date, but the same kinds of people were there, and they planned this thing out. And everything is playing out around the world with the disruption and the unrest, like in Sri Lanka and et cetera. That they, you know, this thing is not just coincidence. They have this design. Those are the people who are the enemy and doing this. It's just. Yeah, it's not. It could be done so much better, but it's designed for chaos and to bring this agenda where they can get enough chaos, and we'll accept their solution, that'll be the digital currency and the social credit score and the control grid and then no energy tag. They can't go anywhere. That's what the lockdown is about. Total control. And anything that fits that agenda, they keep pushing that they can. The war, the climate hoax, everything. Yeah, that's kind of where I wanted to say about that. And I'm glad we got the connection back. Thanks.
Absolutely. Yes. And there was another article I wanted to bring up. I thought you gentlemen would appreciate, like, Wilhelm. I mean, you often talk about how we should be wary of the current Russia, as a lot of people, of course, are a little too just like a lot of people are completely sold on Donald Trump being a savior. You know, many with Putin, and you have been one of the strong voices. Pointing out all the reasons why we should not be so warm and cuddly about Putin. Likewise, though, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who seem to be excessively positive, without any criticism, it seems, of China in the same regard, this other superpower. And I don't know, to see these New World Order agendas, I am of the opinion that the Western power factions, as well as those in Russia and China, they all are on board serving the elites at the expense of the masses, basically. And to think that China, just like Russia, would be outside of that, I think is, bizarre, honestly. It really is. And I think this is a good example, which proves my point. I mean, all of us here, gentlemen, we're convinced, I'm preaching to the choir about how CO2, green agendas, nitrogen, all this is a complete scam. And of course, I mean, it's mostly sun cycles as well as different variations on, I hear some claim, in Earth's orbit, but primarily the sun cycles, and just the amount of solar flare activity and just other variances which do occur in long-term cycles we're only now starting to learn about. And of course, this is about weakening, I'd say, the economies and the people. This green agenda, very much so as well. And certainly the Western world is a big target. I mean, they're not worried about the third world stopping the elites, okay? So it's like, it is white people, and the anti-white agenda is somewhat linked to the elite agenda for domination, I mean, and yes, sure, a lot of those elites, the majority of them, are of Jewish power factions. That's undeniable. But regardless, okay, I mean, the climate agenda is to take down a lot of the sovereignty, a lot of the freedom, to a serfdom, a neo-serfdom, I'd say, of technocratic totalitarianism. Europe and the U.S. are certainly big examples in this crosshairs with this green agenda. In China, okay, we have a story now from Investment Watch blog entitled, China, the world's biggest polluter, says Europe must take positive steps to implement climate change goals. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I don't even need to read a word into that article, provided that their sources are solid, and generally these sources are good at these publications such as Investment Watch. It just shows, okay, the Chinese government is completely on board with the green agenda, so much so that they're putting pressure on Europe now to take positive steps to implement climate change goals. I mean, they are in the back pocket of the elites, China. That's what that tells me, the Chinese leadership. What do you think? Wilhelm, could I hear your thoughts, please?
Yeah, well, Richard, in the beginning, you're touching on some elements of just sort of spiritual components of what's happening here around in this globe. And I think there's a very important part to address how human consciousness is operating, from which polarity, whether it's operating from fear or from love, and where it comes from, which is the source of the, the actions of people, where the human consciousness is driven from, which polarity is determined the outcome, the actions. And 99% of humans operate from the polarity of fear in a certain way, because the fear of death in a certain way. So whether you're in China or Russia or whatever, and the external manifestation of this consciousness, which operates from the polarity of fear, is control. seeking for external control. So we talk about agendas, but I think most of all these dynamics, what we're seeing, is not driven by some people, creating these agendas. It's just human behavior driven from a polarity of fear, and is feeding this so-called agenda. And maybe there are people above this whole thing, psychologists, which I believe, that they know how human consciousness works, and they can steer it in a certain direction so that it operates from fear, so that they are seeking from external control, and they can provide this external control. So, but that's another huge discussion for a whole show to address that part of the so-called agendas. I think they're I forgot the other part of the whole question. On the part of China, Russia, and the United States. I think we're all in the same boat, and we're sort of fighting over the furniture. Talking on the Titanic, who's driving the boat and who's doing this, fighting over the furniture, and who has entrance to the VIP bar, whether it's in the alternative scene or in the mainstream scene, because we're operating from the same polarity. We want a better experience. We want more freedom. We want more this. We want this. And another part wants more this, or is not even conscious of what they want. So it's an interesting discussion, but I think we need more time for that. Sorry about this thing.
Yeah. No, brilliant response. Stephen.
Yeah, I agree with that, what you said there. That's it. We've got to focus on what we can do instead of what's being done to us. That's where we get caught in the fear trap, and it's like a monkey trap kind of, it's something. And so I don't know how to go about that exactly, just one thing at a time. If we find allies close by, people like mine, prepare for hard times because they're coming. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I try to focus on that as much as I can too, just the next thing I could do in that regard. But as far as the China, it's all, I mean,
Stephen, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you, but you brought up in the beginning of the show a very good point, and you said, it's sort of fragmenting. It doesn't seem like a perfect agenda, a perfect plan. It's a ridiculous thing falling apart. And that's true. It's an impossible thing. So what you just said about empowering, inspiring, and we don't need any plan, actually. From another point of view, we don't need anything. It's going exactly in the right direction. But for the self, it's impossible to comprehend this. But what you just said, there are points, there are very much indications of that this is going nowhere, actually. And if we find a way to deal with this and to prepare for that stuff on a physical level, but it's not only on a physical level, that's the way to go. And it's a very empowering thing you brought up in the beginning. It seems like it's fragmenting. It's a ridiculous idea to control this whole thing in a certain direction. That's not going to happen. It's going to fall apart. It's falling apart as we speak. So that's empowering.
Yeah, I'm going to try to focus on that, and focus on hope, because I can get the black pill easily when I'm looking at all the things coming at us, It's why this is so important, y'all. Support RBN so that we can encourage each other, I keep the net Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood intact, y'all. I'll put in a quick plug there for us, because I really am glad to be on here talking to y'all, and RBN. Yeah, they put up with me, and I appreciate that. So,
thank you,
there
Stephen.
You go. Yeah,
thank you, Stephen. Yeah,
let me slip that in there too. But yeah, and I don't know what the next thing that's going to happen is, but they keep ramping up this war thing. I think that it's just they need an excuse for the other things that they're doing. It's like that the economy that's going to collapse. How the inflation, hyperinflation, is coming, and it's going to be. Worse than we can imagine if it goes. It's already started, I think. This fall, things will implode financially speaking. It looks like they usually do in October. So,
well, it took you all of about 30 seconds to get back to a black pill, Stephen. But
sorry,
with the economy, it's hard to not look at the realities of what we have to get through, and hopefully we don't accept. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The masses may accept the economic Hegelian solution at the other side, unfortunately. But we have a caller. I'd like to try to we have some calls here. Well, Tom in Florida. Hey, Tom. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, how was it for you over there with the hurricane there? It didn't really didn't really go near you guys that much. It must have had at least some wind and rain, right?
Well, first off, guys, good hearing your show, Richard. Good hearing from you. I just want to say a prayer for all those people in southwestern Florida because they are going through HE double toothpicks. And yes, Miami, Florida did dodge a bullet. But Richard, I'll tell you, the real bullet that was dodged was Tampa Bay. If Tampa would have been slammed on with that hurricane, that would have been utterly catastrophic. But it's going to be okay, I believe. I mean, we have a great governor here. We'll rebuild this state. We went through this with Andrew, but not quite as bad as this hurricane. This was a monster. I was in the eye of Andrew. I can tell you all the stories you'd ever want to hear about a hurricane because I was in the eye of Andrew. I was in a storm that you could never imagine unless you were in it yourself. But I can say this storm here was a real wet one. Andrew was a dry hurricane, Richard. It was mainly all wind and tornadoes. This was a monster for water. So, yeah, this is to pray for all those people in all over the state of Florida because they're going to be going through a lot of HE double toothpicks right now. So I give them my prayer, and I know you all do. So here's what I want to talk about. I want to first talk about we're going to talk about hurricanes for a minute, Richard. This was the fourth largest hurricane, and these imbecile, demonic, Zionist pigs in the media keep talking about global warming, Richard. This had nothing to do with global warming. In 1935, in the Labor Day weekend, that was the worst hurricane Florida ever had. It had 109, almost 188 mile an hour winds. There was no global warming going on and being talked about then. Hundreds and hundreds of people died in the state of Florida on that hurricane, on the Labor Day 1935 hurricane. So these lying Zionists are perpetrating this filth for all these dummies that they keep bringing into this country to turn them Democrats. This whole illegal immigration is all about votes. Who's kidding who? Joe Biden, Article 1, Title 8, 1342, should be arrested right away when the House is taken back by the Congress. He should be impeached and tried, and I possibly in the articles of that, Richard, he's probably going to be hung for treason against the Constitution. But we'll see what happens. But right now, we got bigger fishes to fry here in the United States. Richard, look at Chicago over the weekend. Look at New Orleans. Look at Philadelphia. Look at Atlanta. Look at all these filthy states, all with these being run by demon, Democrat, communist, Bolshevik Marxists, Richard. The murder rates are astronomical. It's worse in Afghanistan, and it's worse in Pakistan, and it's worse in Syria. What's going on here in the United States, Richard? We got gang problems pouring in here. Richard, did you see the fentanyl bust they just had?
I heard about it, yeah.
It could kill every American in the United States. Every American in this country would be dead with the fentanyl that's pouring in. And we got Halloween coming up. These kids can't even go out trick-or-treating. They're afraid they're going to get some Skittle with fentanyl in it. This is communist Marxist bumbling Biden buffoonery.
Tom, can I interrupt you? Sorry, I have a question. Yes. You're in Florida. What are your experiences with this hurricane? What's happening over there? It looks quite severe there.
I can tell you this, gentlemen. I went through Andrew. And it was a two-year building process for me because I had a tree farm. And a lot of my trees, matter of fact, I live right by a place called Monkey Jungle. And the monkeys all got out. They didn't catch the monkeys for almost a year and a half, the baboons and all that. And I can tell you a story about what happened at Metro Zoo with a gorilla. There was a gorilla who thought he was Mr. Bad Butt. He was a bad, big, silverback gorilla at the 152 Metro Zoo here in Miami. After Andrew hit, that gorilla turned into the biggest liver you ever saw. He was running around with a teddy bear. He had a little teddy bear in his arms. But before you'd go to the zoo, he had his female gorilla, and he had a baby inside the gorilla compound. And you'd had a glass window you could go up to, and he'd be pounding on his chest. That was in 1987. In 1992, when the hurricane hit, the gorilla actually went, he became like a whimpering little dog. The gorilla was—he wouldn't even look at his female. He wouldn't have nothing to do with his interaction with his tribe, and he was just holding a little bear, like a stuffed animal. You can archive that if you think I'm lying.
All right. So what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting the government's using HAARP, weather warfare, to tame those uppity citizens of Florida, perhaps with this hurricane?
Richard, I'm not going to go with that because I believe the hurricane's been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
Hurricanes have been in Florida for thousands of years. So, like I told you, 1935, they had the worst hurricane the state ever had. He's asking me a question how I dealt with it. It was just like a, 4-hour duration of like a locomotive going by your face. And that's how strong the winds were in Andrew. And these people here, like I said, Andrew was not a wet storm, Richard. There's hardly any water. Mm-hmm. This was like a tsunami for those people on the islands in the West Coast. So yeah, it was a different animal. But
well, did you want to bring up something else? We're almost at the commercial already. Did you want to bring up anything else?
Yes, interesting information.
Yes, I do. Yes, Richard, I'd like to bring up the fact that the immigration invasion and the interest rates are going up to 7%. Who's going to pay for all this? Now they want to give these students $20,000 to go scream bankruptcy. They want everybody going to bankruptcy and scream, we'll give you $20,000 after paying off their $10,000 student debt loan. What the hell is going on here, man? And you got these Hispanics getting 1% illegal aliens getting 1% or 2% business loans. And a white black American can't get that?
Well, sure, it's
black
completely.
Americans on this?
Yeah, it's a
completely.
Black
America on this?
Yeah, it's definitely a replacement level agenda with the citizenry. Well, thank you for your call, Tom. Yeah, we have the break, and we'll be right back, folks, with the final segment.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We're back for the final segment. And yes, who else can help us with that missing frame piece to the puzzle? We have Hunter Biden's laptop on the line. Maybe some artificial intelligence inspiration could shed some light on things. Yes, please. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to let everybody know that I've determined the exact nature and cause of the pipeline leak. It was COVID-19. Once again, COVID-19 is dangerous at any location, including under the water. As as far as the previous caller, got a little delayed chuckle there. So, Richard, I sent you a link in a previous text the other day or two, and it was about...
Did we lose you? You cut off.
Yeah. I cut out too. For me too.
Okay. Yeah, still not hearing you.
I guess that AI is still not perfect.
No, it's really not, you know. Willem, would you like to add any other comments on our topics today?
Yeah, well, I'm also... I'm also totally far from being perfect as well, so I don't know what to say.
Right. What, do we have Paul back?
I couldn't...
There he is.
There you are. Hear that.
Yeah, you cut out for us. Go. Sorry.
Yeah, you were referring to the article you sent me, the text.
So to continue, there's more energy from hydrogen in a bucket of seawater than there is in a couple of miles or more, at least, of a pipeline full of natural gas. The formula for natural gas, all you got to do is just look it up. It's CH4. Okay, so it's one atom of carbon and four atoms of hydrogen, as opposed to water, H2O, but in a liquid form, there's much more hydrogen available than, of course, in a gas like methane. Natural gas is methane. This is a global warming gas, you know, and the combustion is much less efficient than if you were just to burn hydrogen, because it's the hydrogen that we're liberating the energy from in the natural gas. And if this could just take off, like I said, across the world, where people deal with each other, can make their own hydrogen generators, make kits, sell them, or give them to neighbors, and we could bypass these energy companies. I urge you, Richard, to look at that and to share it with as many people as possible, as I'm trying to do, because it just shows regular, everyday folks using stainless steel plates with a nylon or rubber grommets between them, and you run a current through the plates.
I'm sure I'll be targeted soon enough. I'm sure I'll be targeted soon enough for doing so, but I've lived a long life. I really should. No, you're right. That's the best way to get to them, make this information go viral and people doing this.
Right. And just one quick thing for the last caller. Tom, if you don't mind, try to modify both the tone and the cadence of your voice and stop saying the host's name over and over again. We all know who the host is. The host is Richard. You don't have to keep saying Richard this, Richard that, Richard this, Richard that. That can annoy some hard drives, as well as some people out there. So thank you.
Hunter Biden's laptop, always appreciate the AI perspective. Willem, Stephen, it was a pleasure. It just goes too fast. Look forward to your show with me next Thursday, Willem.
Yeah, I love you all, guys. It's all about connecting. It doesn't matter what you say. It's all relevant when you say. We have a connection here. It's a beacon. We resonate. Keep it going. The incentive is going to be worse. And
well said.
See you guys next week.
Right.
Transcend the construct.
Thanks.
Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.